Collins Street, 5 p.m., by John Brack. This rectangular painting on canvas depicts a street scene in Melbourne's city centre circa 1955. The wide scene is divided into uneven horizontal bands by its crowds of subjects. The lower band is filled with the heads and shoulders of commuters moving through the frame from right to left, creating a line of 18 angular faces rendered in a sallow yellow tone. Their features are angular and pinched, with thin lips and deep lines crevassed around the eyes and mouth. They wear overcoats in muted tan and dark brown, the men with white collared shirts, neckties and brown trilby hats with narrow brims, the women in high-necked white blouses, berets and pearl earrings. Beyond this crowd, in the middle band of the painting, a similar crowd of bodies fills the footpath on the far side of Bourke Street, a featureless parade of brown overcoats and yellow faces. In the background, the upper band of the painting is filled by the blocky facades of Melbourne's Victorian buildings, painted in muted grey and brown. The largest at centre bears a stone sign that spans its width with Bank of New South Wales carved in a thin, imposing font. Two objects traverse the bands vertically. At centre left, a wrought iron street lamp, and at right, a skeletal gum tree with a manicured canopy, while tram and electricity wires crisscross overhead. John Brack's Collins Street 5 p.m. is considered to be both an iconic painting of peak hour Melbourne and a social commentary on daily life in the 1950s. The painting depicts people emotionally closed down by the grind of daily work. The office workers are unaware of each other despite their close proximity and are oblivious of the artist who may be drawing them. It's also a painting about the loss of individuality and a lack of social cohesion among the masses. This idea may have wider political implications to do with class and power relationships. John Brack painted with sincerity from his own direct observations and experience of working in a city-based insurance company as a young man. To develop this painting, he referred to photographs of buildings in Collins Street and used his friend John Stevens as a model for the man wearing glasses closest to the left-hand side of the work.